Nobody likes to lose, and we certainly didn't like to lose that one. But you know, some people that were given some opportunities did well. Some did well. Some didn't do so well. So that's how you put a team together, and hopefully we'll have we'll be strong enough in certain areas to go ahead and play the schedule that we have to play. But I didn't like the way we finished that game. I didn't like there's no production on offense whatsoever, hit or miss. We had a ball on the ground right before the half that we knocked out on kickoff coverage, and they got the ball back. They got two of them on the ground back today, and that could easily have been the difference in the game right there. So it was kind of a back and forth thing in the second half without a lot of plays being made. They were better offensively than we were better on offense, and that's what it came down to. He did. Yeah, that was a nice thing to see. Ramsey's Barden did some nice things. That was good to see. That was the plan to see those people and some others. There were some others put in positions that we'll have to look at the tape before I make any comments on as to how they, you know, if they can help us and how they can help us. Excuse me? I'm going to have to get more information. It's not a fracture. They were saying high ankle. I asked Dr. Warren. Dr. Warren thought it was mild. So that's what was told of me. I don't like that term, high ankle, but if it's a mild sprain, perhaps it's not going to be as going to take as much time to get him back. Kiwanuka, I understand, has a groin. Well, he may not have seemed overwhelmed, but he's, all young people have trouble with protections, just the knowledge of how to get to the person you're responsible for, and that took place. So he's battled with that, and he still is, he still is. But he has some playmaking ability, which was shown tonight, and that's something that we certainly can use. Michael Coe seemed to go in and play pretty well. I don't think they went after him. Can't really say much about the other guys. I'll have to watch it.
Tom, regardless, mild or not, he's only 11 days left before the opener. You also have Terrell Thomas, obviously. Mm-hmm. Is that a pretty big area of concern for you right now?
It's one of, yes. Well, I got to give him credit. He, even when he was injured, he made that tackle over there on the sideline. I don't think anybody knew what the injury was, and we couldn't get him off the field fast enough, and he didn't go down. So he played one more play, and they went right at him, and he made the play. So, yeah, he's had some injuries, but he is a tough kid, and I think he'll come back from this as fast as possible. How fast that is, I'm not sure. His speed and his versatility. I think that we've been able to utilize him on special teams in the past, and we'll continue to do that. But he has the outstanding speed, and he has enough size, and power to where he can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, the play, the play that we got the holding call on. He did a nice job, I thought he was going to run out the other end of it, Danny did a nice job, too, with his. I mean, he fumbled the ball, but he went and got it back. That was good to see. Robinson caught a couple balls over the middle. We had our obvious breakdowns in protection. I think you'd go right down the line with that. Each one of them seemed to have issues.